Amen. Oh, another wonderful day. Now, before we go on, I just want us to sing a song which will form the theme of the message today. Hallelujah. Amen. Which of you know the song, Arise, O God? Arise, O God, let your rising be arise, O God, let your rising be scattered. Arise, O God, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, O God. Arise, O God, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O God, let my enemies be scattered. Arise, O God, let my enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, O God. One more time, fast. Arise. Arise, O God, let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O God. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Oh, hallelujah. You know, in the days of old, when the Israelites were about to move during their encampment in the wilderness, when they were about to move, what would happen? Moses, you know, the priest would generally carry the ark of God, because the glory cloud of the Lord used to hover over the ark, and it was now, when the cloud begins to move, the priest would now follow that glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, Moses would now say, arise. He would say, rise up, Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the Lord sets in motion, the enemies of God have no choice but what?
Scatter.
To scatter. They have to flee. Amen.
Amen.
They have to run at the face of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalm 68, the psalmist David says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, and let them that hate him flee before him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you one thing today. Your enemy is not that person that pinched you yesterday. Your enemy is not that person that had a fight with your husband yesterday. Your enemy is not that person that tried to take your wife from you. Your enemy is not that person that stole a contract or inheritance from you. Those are not the enemies of God. Amen.
Yeah.
The enemy of God, as we know it, like the Bible says, the crowned enemy of God is death.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sorrow, fear, those are the enemies of God. Because that is what generates all those elemental things that we see today in this world. All the evil in this world today. The ignorance that we see in this world today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a result of this darkness of this world. Amen. And that is the enemy of the Lord. Darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Lord moves, he moves like light. Because the Lord is light. And we know that darkness cannot stand light. Darkness and light, they are two different things. Either you have darkness or you have light. The two cannot coexist. So when the Lord begins to move, darkness must disappear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I have a secret for you today. The Lord arises from within you. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord arises from within each and every one of us here today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord does not arise out there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that ark of the Lord that the children of Israel, the priest, will lift up. You know, in obedience to the Lord, when the cloud was about to move, it represented the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the ark was symbolic of the glory of the Lord. Wherever they went in battles, wherever that ark was, he brought prosperity for the people. He brought peace for the children of Israel. They defeated all their enemies because of that ark that was in their midst.
No wonder when the priesthood of Eli lost out of disobedience. Remember when the ark of God was taken away from the Israelites? It was, you know, the Philistines seized the ark, and what happened? The glory of God has departed. Isaac, what's the name of that? Ichabod. Amen. Ichabod means the glory has departed. Why? Because the ark was taken into captivity. That ark was symbolic of the glory of the Lord. The cloud that hovered over the Israelites by day and the fire by night was only because of the presence of the ark of God in their midst, which represented the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, I have good news for you. That in reality, that ark of the Lord was a shadow of Christ. Amen. It was a shadow of Christ. Hallelujah. And I tell you, when Jesus Christ came to that place of maturity as a son, that glory cloud moved over him throughout his ministry. It was the Lord speaking from the cloud when he said, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." The Lord spoke from a cloud. Hallelujah. In fact, the Lord opened their eyes when they ascended up on the mountain of transfiguration. Then they beheld the clouds. Amen. That same cloud of glory. Remember when God took the disciples, three of them, John, James, and Peter. He took them up for a trip, a spiritual journey. And up there, what? They saw the glory cloud. And from that glory cloud, that same voice came, "This is my son in whom I well pleased." Amen. It was that glory that hovered around Jesus throughout the days of his ministry, because that was the glory of the Lord, the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I tell you the truth, there's a mystery locked up here for us today, because the Lord speaks in parables. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Lord speaks in parables for our edification. It's only as we unlock these parables that we begin to see the beauty of that work that the Lord has set out to do in each and every one of us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we've just established that the glory of the Lord is Christ. Hallelujah. If you see Christ, you've seen the Father, because they are inseparable. Hallelujah. Whenever the Lord appeared in the days of old, he was always with that cloud. Amen. If he appeared, there was a cloud or the fire. Amen. That's why Elijah was taken up with the fire. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus Christ was taken up with the cloud. That's why the disciples were baptized with the fire. Amen. It is the same glory of the Lord that descended on that day. Hallelujah. That was the Christ descending. Amen. Amen. And people still don't understand this mystery today. So people are still waiting for Christ to return. But you will discover that is the gimmick of the devil. Amen. Because any spirit that confesses that Christ has not come is of the devil. This is the deceit of religion. I'm telling you a secret today. This is the deceit of religion. Amen. Because Christ was revealed to do what? Jesus Christ was revealed to give us an understanding of that glory within each and every one of us. Do you believe that? Turn quickly to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. Chapter 5 verse 19. Are you there? 1 John chapter 5 verse 19. It says, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth where? Of wickedness. The lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come." Is come. "And has given us" what? "Understanding, that we may know him that is and that" what?
"We are in him who is true."
Hallelujah. Even in his son, Jesus Christ, that is the true God and what? Eternal life. Can you listen to these words of John here? John was the person closest to among the disciples. He was the one closest to Jesus. So he knew the heartbeat of Jesus. Amen. He's saying here that Jesus Christ came. He did not come to introduce religion. He didn't come to introduce all the things we see today. He came for only one purpose. And that is what? To reveal him that is true. And that we are in him that is true. That we are one substance with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If the world lies in wickedness and in darkness, it is because they are ignorant of this truth. Amen. He has come to give us understanding. That word understanding talks of, he has come to give us spiritual intelligence. He has come to give us the Father's deep thoughts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has come to give us what? Wisdom. Hallelujah. So that we can know who we truly are. Amen. So that we can know that we really are rooted in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the darkness of this world hid our faces, that we did not recognize this particular truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord Jesus comes like light to illuminate us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of that Christ within you. Amen.
Amen.
That we are all part of that one body. Amen. Now listen to it. He's not saying that he's coming to make you part of the body. He's saying that you are already part of that body. But we are walking in what? Ignorance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the work of the, this is the lie of the what? Of the devil. Amen.
Amen.
He says that the world lies what? In wickedness. Under the sway of what? Of the devil. Under the control of the devil. And how does the devil control humanity? By what? By darkening their understanding. Amen.
Amen.
That is this deceit. He's a liar from the beginning. Amen?
Amen.
And what is a lie? A lie is something that comes after the truth. Amen?
Amen.
The truth is something that is there from the beginning, isn't it?
Yes.
But the lie comes after the truth. That's why Jesus Christ says, "Of what?" He always talks of, in the beginning it was not so. If you notice his statements, he always said, in the beginning it was not so. Amen?
Amen.
It was the devil that came to turn the things around and has made people to walk in another identity, in what they call a mistaken identity. Hallelujah!
Amen.
So the devil comes now to tell you that what? You are an entity separate from God. Amen? The enemy comes to tell you what? You are far away from God. Amen?
Amen?
That you are what? You are a sinner. You are what? Flesh and blood. That you are dust. You know flesh and blood is dust? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ said now you must, he has come now, you must now be what? Born a, you must now begin to retrace your steps back to the way it was in the beginning. Amen? Because you are not just ordinary human beings. You are not just flesh and blood beings. You are not just dust. Hallelujah. This was the deceit of the devil. Because when Adam took of the fruit in the garden, it was then that word came, that dust you are, to dust you return. That is the state of man that is perishing. Amen? In ignorance. Hallelujah. You know, you go from what? Ignorance to ignorance. Ignorance of what? Of your true self, your true nature, which is that of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 When Adam was in the garden, God did not call him dust. It was when he took of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Mark it that the serpent is that one that crawls on the dust. Amen.
Amen.
Meaning that he has dominion over what?
Dust.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So why are people now under the control of Satan? Because they have now become dust. Amen. Flesh and blood. Amen. You see, John made one statement. John, like I said, John is somebody who had what they call spiritual insight. He said, if you do not love your brother, the darkness of this world has what? Blinded your eyes. Amen?
Amen.
Meaning that we all came from the same source. But the elements of this world, that's the knowledge of this world, has what? Blinded you. Amen?
Amen.
Now you have this family. Now you have this is me. Now you have that is that person. This is the way we think, that's the way they think. This is the way we do it, that's the way they do it. And there's conflict here and there. But it was not so in the beginning. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he has come to give us intelligence, spiritual understanding. Amen? It is this understanding that will stir up what? The Christ within. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is this understanding that will stir up the Christ within. Amen? In a letter to the Colossians, like I said, Jesus Christ talked about what? A mystery that has been hidden from the foundation of the world. A mystery, you know? You see, this was the mystery that Jesus Christ came to reveal to humanity. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't it a mystery that, look at me, I am just not flesh and blood, that all along I actually have my part in Christ, who is in God? Isn't it a mystery? It's a mystery. And this was the thing that Jesus Christ tried to what? Display, to exhibit here on earth. And what happened? He met a brick wall. He met what? You know, he met enemies with who? With the systems, or rather the principalities and powers. These are the rulers in the age of religion. Amen? This is how can you make yourself equal to God? Who are you? Are you the person born of Mary some years ago? Look at this small boy. You want to teach us what the Bible is all about? We know all the letters from A to Z. Jesus Christ said, look, before Abraham was, I am. Why? Because he got what? A revelation of his true self. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he walked in that realm. This is the mystery of godliness that Christ came to reveal here on earth. It's a mystery that each and every one of us are also called to walk in. Amen?
Amen.
Which is to manifest that Christ within. Amen? Hallelujah. If you want your enemies to flee before you, if you want death to flee before you, hallelujah. If you want your sicknesses to flee before you, amen. If you want your fears for tomorrow to flee before you, you have to allow what? The Christ within to what? To arise. Let the God within you what? Arise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let your enemies be what?
Be scattered.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the gospel. This is the message of the kingdom. This is what they call the resurrection. Amen. In the resurrection, you awaken from the dead. You know, a dead man is not conscious of his environment. A dead man does not know anything. Amen. But when you hear the voice of the Son of Man, now you begin to awaken from the ignorance of your dust identity. You know, the dead are in their graves. Now you begin to awaken from what? From the grave of humanity. You begin to awaken from that place that you felt you were. Amen? I begin to awaken to what? To that true righteous man within you, who's created in the image of God. Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen? That is the awakening. This is what God has come to do. Eh? This is the work of God. Quickly turn to the book of Psalm. I want to show you something. Let me show you what the work of God is. God's work is not, you know, for us to form religion. Amen? Let's go on. Psalm chapter 113 from verse 5. Who is like unto God, unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? Are you there?
No.
Psalm is, I thought that was the easiest book to find. 113, yes. From verse 5. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? Who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raised what? Out of the dust, and the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set them with princes, even with the princes of what? Hallelujah. This is the work of the Lord. Who are these poor people that the Lord is raising up today? From the dust. Amen. It's not like going to Africa to meet people who are suffering, you know, conditions of famine, and you know, to try to bring them up, to try to give them food, you know. No. He's talking about the poor spirit, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because in Adam we fell and we lost our riches, we lost all the glory that is actually part of our inheritance in God. Amen. And we have become poor and ignorant. Amen.
Amen.
You see this in a letter to the church of Laodicea. When Christ says that you think that you are rich, but you don't know that you are poor, wretched, and miserable. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And what he now begins to draw, lift you up out of the dust. Amen. And put you back in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Among princes, so you can rule and reign. Amen. In Christ, this is the work of the gospel. Hallelujah. This is the work that the Father was working through Jesus Christ. Amen. The work of God is to what? Is to give life to as many. Hallelujah. That hear this call. Amen. And what is eternal life? It's the knowledge of the true God. Amen. Of which each and every one of us are part of. Hallelujah. When you come to this place, this is where the shadows begin to flee away. This is where all your fears for tomorrow begin to flee away. Amen. Because in this realm, your faith is now restored to the fullest. You know, you go to crusades and you see people being healed and all that. Do you know that that thing that's happening there, do you know it's out of their faith that's being done? You see, people don't know these things. See, some people are very wise. They know how to gather people and how to, you know, how do I put it, to motivate them to reach out to their faith. Because each and every man has that substance of faith. Amen. But the problem is that men are falling. Hallelujah. But in Christ, that faith is now restored to the fullness. Amen. Whereby anything you ask for, or anything you command, comes to what? To pass. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. So if you see something, when Jesus Christ healed people and they came, he said, no, it's your faith that made you, it's you. Amen. It's that thing inside of you that made you whole. It's already inside of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And we all have to now reach out to that man within us. It's a very important thing we are talking about here. So we are not just ordinary beings, amen. We are not just flesh and blood. We are not just a man, a female. Somebody that was born some years ago to die some free and that is over. No. God said that you are from that same immortal glory with the Father. Amen. But this thing has been hidden in our, you know, the knowledge of this world. Amen. The Bible calls it the wisdom of this world has darkened us. You know, if I go to a preach this thing in some places, you know, the pastor will start fasting for me. That this one he has missed that, oh God, God help him. Amen. Amen. Even pastors who met me the first time and prophesied that they have a ministry, when I preach, they say, no, they forget the prophecy. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because the thoughts of man is contrary what? To the thoughts of God. The wisdom of man cannot comprehend the wisdom of God. There are different things. Amen. You see, what did they call that man? This religious man who met Jesus at night. Nicodemus. Nicodemus represents the religious prophets and pastors and the reverends on this world today. In this world today. Amen. But when he met his counterpart from the heavens, endowed with spiritual wisdom from heaven, he was asking him, but should I be born again? How should I go back into my mother's womb? And Jesus Christ said, oh man, I thought you were a teacher in Israel. I thought you were a pastor. Amen. I thought that you have a big church with over 10,000 people. And you don't know these simple things. Man, change your thinking. You must be born again. Amen. Born again, cancel that thing in your mind and put on the mind of Christ. Amen. Begin to receive from that fountain of eternal knowledge, which is from the Christ. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual knowledge. Amen. That causes you to begin to arise above your peers. It causes you now to begin to understand who you really are. It causes all that inferiority complex in you to begin to believe you. Amen. It causes all that petty jealousy and all those things that you suffer in humanity. And you tried all your years to overcome, but you couldn't. You just discover that those things have no more power over you. Because you begin to know your true nature. You begin to understand that all things are yours. You begin to understand that you reign over all things. And all things are given into your hands. Amen. What is man that you are so mindful of, oh God? Hallelujah. You have given you all things, that all things should be under his subjection. Under his feet. Hallelujah. Amen. This thing is something that happens within us. And this is all that we can ever need for our sustenance in the goal of life. For our life, for our soul, you know, throughout eternity. All we ever need to do is to awaken to that what? Knowledge of that man within you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, some people, they go 20 day and night thinking of how to make money. Amen? Amen. Even in the churches now, that's what they preach. Amen? They turn the gospel around to a gospel of what? Hallelujah. Now, gain is not godliness. Hallelujah. But the gospel that we heard from the Lord Jesus is godliness is what? Is gain. That godliness, that mystery within you, that is the gain unto throughout eternity. Because that is the thing that can sustain you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Your riches and your things that you gather around you, that you try to make as a covering, and to give you your peace and your protection, will never ever give you that thing you seek. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. The only thing that will give you that peace and satisfaction is what? Hallelujah. Is to come to your awareness. Hallelujah. Amen. Of that man within you, the pearl of what? Of great price. Hallelujah. Because when you have that knowledge, amen, when you are awake to that knowledge, all things are yours. Amen. Isn't it a mystery? Hallelujah. Amen. Have you wondered? A rich man has all the riches and he still wants more. Later on, he wants political power. Later on, he wants to control this thing. He wants to do, and he's never ever satisfied till he dies. You know, he's never satisfied. And people out there who are criticizing him, people outside who are criticizing him, the moment they get that same thing, they even do worse. Why? It is the foolishness, it's the madness of the Adamic consciousness, which is the flesh. Amen? Amen. It's like sinking ground. Amen? A pit that has no end. You keep going down and down and down in deceit and in deceit. Amen? Look at an old man at the age of 90 on his deathbed. He's still thinking of tomorrow. Amen? Do you know that? Oh, you don't know that? Look, a dead man does not, an old man does not know he will die. Let me just tell you. An old man does not know he will die. Amen? This is the deceit. The deceit is what? The inward parts, in their inward parts, in the book of Psalms, the inward part of men is that what? They will live forever. Amen? Now, we're talking of the flesh. They believe that their houses, that's the flesh. They believe that their existence in the flesh is forever. So they do everything to preserve that thing. Amen? Hallelujah. But when you come into this knowledge of Christ, you begin to realize that you never ever really existed in the flesh. Amen? That this is just a tabernacle. Hallelujah. That you are wearing in this world. Amen? And you drop it one day. Amen? And go back after you finish your ministry. You drop the tabernacle and go back into glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the gospel. Amen? Amen. So let us understand this mystery. Turn quickly to the book of John, chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 20. Are you there? Are you there?
Yes.
And at that day, you shall know that what?
That I am
in my Father, you in me, and I in
you.
In which day?
That is the
What is the day of the Lord? The day of the Lord is that day when you, when Christ, amen, is that day that you see the perfect day of the Lord, when you've come to the knowledge of your true self. Amen. That is the perfect day of the Lord. Amen. It's not just 1 24-hour day. Amen. It's an eternal day. Amen. It's an eternal day. It's a day we all enter. It's a realm we all enter. It's God's kingdom. Amen. It's a day where all darkness flees. Hallelujah.
He
says that what? In that day, you shall know what? Amen. Can you listen to it? Just, you know what, I'll give people assignment. Go home and just read this thing throughout this week. And let the Lord minister to you what he's saying here. He's saying that day you will know. He's not saying that in that day he will make you. He wants to say in that day, perfect day, when all shadows are fled, you will not come to the understanding that you are Christ. You are the body of Christ. You are him. Amen.
Amen.
Who is in the Father? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Darkness, death, is what? Like the Italians would say, mancasa, mancasa de Cristo sapienza. If you do not know this thing, you are living in what? In debt and in poverty. Amen. Because if you have the Father, amen, if you are in the Son and in the Father, amen, all things are what?
Possible.
Are possible. Don't you understand my point?
Yes.
All things are what?
Possible.
Hallelujah. All things are, is a realm of the supernatural. Amen. Amen. When everything comes to pass. Hallelujah. It's a realm where, you see, you live by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. It's a realm where you live in the perfect consciousness, in the full consciousness, hallelujah, of the Father, in the presence of the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in His presence is what? Hallelujah. His right hand is what? Pleasures forevermore. And what? Power. Amen.
Amen.
Ogun, what do you call it in Yoruba? Agbara. Agbara. Amen. It's a place of what? Power. Hallelujah. And this is the gospel. This is where we are coming to. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the place God is shaping us to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not people following, running after material things like the rest of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Not trying to manipulate people to collect taxes from them and all that. No. Amen. We're coming to the place where we command the seas to vomit money for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That is the realm we're coming to. This is the place. You see, Jesus Christ demonstrated these things for us to know where our destination is. Because He said, the work that I do, you will do. The same way He was in this world is the same way we are in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same way the Father has loved Him, the same way the Father loves us, because we are in Him. We are one body. We are one spirit. Inseparable. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I was talking to a sister the other day, and the sister was telling me that, okay, we agree, but he's, you know, oh God. I pinched the sister's leg. I said, what is this one? I mean, leave me, that's my body now. I pinched her hand. She said, that's her body. I said, what is the problem? Well, you are saying that we are not part of the body, but we are part of the body. What do you want? You see, people have read these scriptures with human understanding, but they have not understood these things yet. So pastors have preached this thing for many years, but they have not understood this thing yet. It has not dawned on them what this thing is all about. Amen? What is the Bible saying? That we are what? One spirit. We are that body of Christ, which is a spiritual body. Amen? The body of Christ is what? It's a spiritual body. We are one body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is what we have to grow. And you see, we have to grow in this knowledge. That feed, you know, the head. The knowledge comes from the head, isn't it? And transmits to the body. And we have to increase in this thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that no more fear. Amen. No more inferiority complex. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more somebody is looking at me. This person said this about me. This, you know? Do you know why you worry when people say things against you? It's because that's the way you feel of yourself. Amen. If you see a rich man who has all the money in this world, a billionaire, and you laugh at him and call him a poor man, would he laugh at you? But if you're a poor man and somebody says you're a poor man, man, he will hurt you badly. Amen. Amen. So when you are angry because that's the way you feel you are. Amen. But when you come to your knowledge of yourself, hallelujah. You deck yourself in the beauty and the glory of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. You become above those things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All things are under your feet. Amen.
Amen.
This is the realm that the Lord is bringing us to. Amen.
Amen.
We have to sit down now as kings and let Christ reign in us. Amen.
Amen.
We have to begin to bring down all the barriers of humanity in our minds. Because we're not human beings. You know that? You know what when he wrote a letter to the Corinthians, he said he heard some of them, there are still jealousies among them. There are still quarrels among them. That you behave like human, you see, you babes. Another account, he said that you behave like men. Amen. Human beings, ordinary men. Hallelujah. We are not ordinary men. We are heavenly beings. We are not flesh and blood. Do you know that? Talk quickly in the book of Psalm 82. Psalm 82, are you there?
Yeah.
God standeth, you know, Jesus Christ quoted this scripture while he was here. He quoted this particular scripture. He quoted, he was speaking to the scribes and Pharisees. He told them, you are gods. Listen, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the what? The gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hands of the wicked. They know not, neither do they understand. You see it? Listen, listen to these scriptures. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, this is God speaking, I have said, you are God, and all of you are what? Children of the Most High God. But you shall what? You shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Let's stop there. Why do they die like men and fall like one of the princes? Why? They walk in what? Darkness. Hallelujah. Their minds are what? Darkened. So that they do not know themselves. That is why they fall like men. That's why they die like men. That's why they have problems like men. Amen. But to those who believe, he has given them what? Power to become what? If you hear this message and you understand it, and you can comprehend it, and you walk towards it, you shall what? Become? Or rather, you shall rediscover yourself, who you really are. Which is what? Sons of God. Amen? So the sons of God and the sons of men are what? Are separate. There is a line. Amen? We're not the same type of beings. We're not the same substance. Amen? Dust is different from the Son of God. Amen? We are not dust. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let us understand. The time has come now to allow Christ to reign in us. You know, in the book of Psalm, another Psalm, it says that what the Lord said to my Lord. What did he say? Sit down on my right hand until I do what? Until I make your enemies my, you know, footstool. Amen. That is my, your enemies be what? Under your. Who's the Lord talking to the Lord? Which Lord is talking to the Lord?
Jesus.
Is God talking to you? Amen. God is telling you, sit down. Sit down by my side and let what? Me finish the work in you. Amen. So that what? I'll put death, which is the last enemy, what? Under your feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the work of the gospel. Amen. He says, sit back. Amen. Sit down by my father. That's the Lord. God talking to you, are the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you know the first man on the earth? Adam is the ordinary of the earth. The second one is the man from is the Lord from heaven. We are that second man, which is the Lord from heaven. Amen. So the Lord is saying, sit down. Amen. Till I put all the enemies under me. Talk with you to the book of the Corinthians. Corinthians 15, verse 24. 15? First Corinthians 15, verse 24. Then come at the end. What is the end? You see? The end. The other day we say in that day. In that day. That day is the end of this world. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's a realm. You can be in this world, but not of this world. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came to do what? To take us out of and to keep us. Amen. We can be in this world physically, but not in this world spiritually. You know that? You can walk in a realm that is above that realm that men walk in. Amen. That world is that darkness that men walk in that ignorance that men walk in. Hallelujah. The end comes. That's the end of the faith. Amen. What that thing that Jesus Christ came to accomplish is what is accomplishing us. That's the end of the faith. Amen. It's a place where we are completely illuminated with the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. What does it say? It says that the end cometh when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God even to the Father. When he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. Amen. Where is the kingdom of God? See, look at the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. This is the kingdom of God that is supposed to be submitted to who? To the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. He says that, verse 25, for he must reign till he has put what all the enemies were under his feet. Amen. That's the Christ must reign in us till he does what? Put all enemies under the feet. And when all enemies are put under the feet, what happens? It's now Christ. Amen?
Amen.
No more that old self-identity that we're born in this world. Amen. All that thing is disappear. It vanishes. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is the man of sin. Amen. It vanishes. Hallelujah. And what happens? That's the end. When all the enemies are put under the feet. Let's go now. We're going to still round up. The last enemy that should have been destroyed is what? Hallelujah. Listen to it. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is what? Is death. Amen. God and death, they are opposites. Amen. They are nothing to do. God has got nothing to do with what? Is death. The knowledge of God or the presence of God means light and life. Amen. Eternal life is to know God. Amen. We're talking of a complete illumination of God. Amen. Not just the concept of God outside there. We're talking of a concept of ourselves in Christ, in God. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that what John said in the book of 1 John? He has come to give us understanding. He has come to give us intelligence. That we are in him that is true. He has come to give us intelligence. That we are in him that is true. That's we all from that body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Who is the only true God and eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This is the pearl of great price. Amen.
Amen.
This is the reason why Jesus Christ saw the multitudes and he wept. And he said that, and he wept. You know why he wept? How can such great men, how can such mighty men be suffering? He saw them because they were following him. You know why they were following him? For food. For food. How he wept, he was sorry for them, oh God. He said, look at this. How have they been reduced to ordinary? Oh, you of little faith. Have you forgotten yourselves? Don't you know you are the sons of the Most High God? You know? Hallelujah. But anybody who believes him will do what? Eternal life. You will no more perish. You will no more go down into the dust. Amen?
Amen.
It will be no more dust to dust. Hallelujah. But it will be from glory to glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that dust will be converted into dust of God.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Who talks of immortality? Amen. Amen. Isn't it what the Bible says? That the Bible says that the gospel has brought to light. It has brought to, you know, to view immortality. It's a thing that they've searched for many years. Great men. They've come the length and breadth of this earth. Hallelujah. Psychologists. Hallelujah. Philosophers. Amen. Theologians. Amen. Degree after degree in Bible school. They try these things. Amen. But the Lord, it has pleased the Lord to give it to small babes. Hallelujah. This is a mystery of the Lord. Amen. Isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it a mystery?
Exactly.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, Jesus Christ, when he came out to start preaching, they said, where do you learn? Who are you? Then what do you learn? Are you trying to teach us? Who are you? I'm not here in Israel. Who knows you? Where did you school? But those who have ears, we hear the voice of God and do what?
Yeah.
And they will discern. Amen. So we have to increase in this understanding. Amen.
Amen.
It is the understanding that will do what? Liberate us. Amen.
Amen.
It's not your clapping hands and running up and down. Amen. It's not for running to a big man of God, of God is down. And you go there and the man say, oh, amen. Amen. That's not what. You have to grow what? In understanding. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ did not come to pull crowds. He came to give understanding to people to live. Amen. All those things that people do, saying a man of God, not lie. It's of this world. Let me just tell you. Amen. You go for those revivals and they hype you up, and you know, after 1 week, 2 weeks, you are back to square one. Amen. They've been doing this thing for many years, but people don't notice. Amen. Hallelujah. So this, we're talking about the truth here. We have to grow in understanding. Let the eyes of our understanding what?
Open.
Amen.
Amen.
To understand the truth and grow in the truth. You shall know the truth and the truth what?
Set us free.
What is the truth? That you are in Christ. Who is the Father? Amen. And we have to demonstrate this thing, confess it. This is the mystery of godliness that the Bible talks about. Hallelujah. People will see you. Hallelujah. Amen. It says that what? Arise and let your enemies be scattered. Amen. You arise by, first of all, arising from the dust. Let your mind of understanding do what? Be enlightened. I'm going to round up with a particular verse in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 8. Are we there? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 8. It says, a king that seated in the throne of judgment scattered away all evil with his eyes. Amen. Now, what kind of eyes? I can show you that none of us here can scatter evil with the ordinary eye. Amen. The psalmist here didn't know what he was writing. But I tell you, by the Spirit today, is the eye of your understanding. Amen. That is the only way you can overcome the wicked one. Amen. You overcome the wicked one by, you scatter the evil. You scatter all traces of darkness in you by what? By putting on that eye of the Lord. Spiritual wisdom. Amen. Your mind has to be endowed with the wisdom of God and begin to understand spiritual things of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then you will now go from glory to glory. Hallelujah. And then that things will begin to go well. Don't bother about things. Family, somebody in my family is sick, my child is sick, or my child has or this or that. Just move on in this thing. And see everything begin to what? Fall into place. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Darkness around you will not stay anymore. They will disappear.
Amen.
They go sparishy. Amen. We discover that it was never even there in the first place. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we glorify your name. We exalt your name. Magnify your name. Father, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. Let the glory of the Lord arise within you and let the enemies of God be scattered. Hallelujah. Let darkness be scattered. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Bola. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Glory be to your name, O God. Amen. Hallelujah. God said he's giving you a seeing eye and an ear in ear. Amen. And he wants to lift you up above a realm where men walk. He's going to put you on a place where, you know, the proud are not trodden upon. Amen. He's going to take you from glory to glory into a realm that people have never treaded upon. And it shall be like an example for many generations to come.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, we glorify your name. Father, blessed be your name. Thank you for your word. Father, let this word become flesh. Hallelujah. We command that all the barriers of the flesh be broken.
Yeah.
All the barriers of dust be broken.
Yeah.
All the chains that tie us down to a human identity be destroyed.
Amen.
And let us enter into that glorious body of Christ.
Amen.
Let us enter. Let us flow into with liberty into the grace of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.